in the news, you're hearing the news that it happened yesterday, but you're hearing the follow-up this morning with the news reports that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has approved the drug remdesivir as a treatment for patients with COVID-19 who require hospitalization. Yay. Good to hear. It's been already been used in a number of other countries around the world and has been approved for emergency use, but now it's officially approved as a known drug.
And supposedly it shortens the stay by 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, that's exactly right, which is great news. Earlier this week, there was news came out, and you're hearing some references to this in this news this morning. I thought this deserved more attention, and I meant to give it attention, but it's just the continued frustration in ways that people are hearing news and trying to determine what is fact, what is not, what is good, what is bad, and how you're living your life and what you're supposed to do when it comes to COVID-19 and the different treatments and options that are being made available and all the talks of vaccines. Now, this is not a vaccine, it's a treatment.
Right.
Just so you know that.
Right.
But earlier this week, the World Health Organization, this organization has been around for a long time when it comes to world health issues. It's always like the judge and jury, it seems. You know, whatever the World Health Organization says goes. And earlier this week, the World Health Organization, as this report was done, said that a large study that it had done suggested that the drug remdesivir did not help hospitalized patients, in contrast to earlier studies that made the medicine a standard of care around the world and used for emergency care in the United States. Now, this is, again, before the FDA had approved it yesterday. The WHO study was not as rigorous as earlier studies that had been led, but added to the concern about how much value that the pricey drug was given, because none of the studies that the WHO had done had found that it could improve survival. Now, I take issue with that right there. At least I do, folks. You can determine for yourself. But if it shortens your hospitalization stay, seemingly puts you back on track to a healthier situation because you're not in the hospital anymore, can we not say that that does help to improve survival? That's my perspective. That's the way I'm reading it here, folks. And this is why it confounds me when it comes to the use of remdesivir. It wasn't the out-and-out vaccine, but if I'm not in the hospital for 5 extra days, I'm doing better.
Yeah, I think so. Less chance of exposure to something else.
Because we hear the longer you're in the hospital, the more serious it is. And,
right.
And this is the drug that certainly got a lot of attention because the president was given remdesivir. So to further add, folks, again, determine for yourself. I'm just bringing it forward. Because now you have scientists, the professionals at the WHO, now in contrast with others who are around the world in the scientific community, and now including our own FDA. So what do you do when you have the scientific community looking at each other and saying, well, we're not quite sure what you're saying? For example, an Oxford University professor states this. The big story on this WHO finding is that remdesivir produces no meaningful impact on survival. A WHO spokesperson says it's a higher-powered study. It's quadruple the number of people in all the other studies. But a University of Nebraska infectious disease specialist says that the WHO study was poorly designed and made its conclusions less reliable. As this expert said, poor quality study design cannot be fixed by a large sample size, no matter how large that sample size is. So you got a WHO spokesperson and an Oxford University professional. You got a Nebraska infectious disease specialist now at odds with each other. What do we do here, folks? What do we do?
Yeah, we continue to study and
exactly.
learn.
Exactly. But if the scientific community is having situations like this, and that's basically, you know, the WHO's, you know, this is what we have found, and we're the WHO, so we're the big know-it-alls. No, you're not. And now on the heels of that, again, from yesterday, the FDA taking up with remdesivir, saying it's now been approved for emergency use, the first and only COVID-19 treatment that's now available in the United States as a regular treatment, not just as an emergency. And remdesivir did receive a guarded endorsement way back in April, you remember here, as it says, from Dr. Anthony Fauci. So do that for what it's worth. I'm throwing it out there that news from the WHO came out earlier this week. I thought it deserved more attention. I didn't think it nearly got the attention that if the WHO is an organization saying, hey, remdesivir, this drug that's being used in more than 50 countries around the world. It was, again, downplayed, but why didn't that make news? Why didn't we hear news that there was some kind of disagreement going on within the medical community?
I guess it's a matter of how soon the person gets it, too. I mean, if they're prescribed by their doctor before they would even be hospitalized, it might have a better result than having the disease advance so much, and then once you're in the hospital, maybe not get the result that they would like.
Probably part of the ongoing studies, I'm sure.
I think I saw a reference earlier in a story of $3,000.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah, for the treatment.
And that's one of the questions that the WHO brought up, wondering if, as it says here, make sure I've got this quote right. I got to get the right data. How much value the pricey drug gives, because according to the WHO, none of the studies found it could improve survival. This goes back to I'm in the hospital. You're telling me that if I take remdesivir, no matter how expensive it is, it might get me out of here within 5 days. Again, I'm thinking it improves my survival. I'll find a way to pay for it. Give me the drug. This is where the ongoing question always comes forth when it comes to health. Do you put a price on it? Unfortunately, we know that in healthcare, I'm not going to get into politics now, that's one of the questions when it comes to healthcare. What's the price of it? How do you pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there you go. Take it for what it's worth, folks. But on the heels of the FDA's approval of remdesivir, and earlier from what the WHO said and what others said that the WHO study was flawed, adds to the confusion and the confoundment, if you ask me.